All right, Chuck Jines here, ChuckJines.com, living on Earth, and we're going to do one of several knife reviews that will be coming up. And today we're going to be doing a knife comparison, and I've used both of these knives pretty extensively, as you can see from the photographs. These are well-used knives. They are not out of the box at all. So if you're somebody that's considering getting one of these knives, and we're talking about the Mora Bushcraft Black, and we're going to compare it to the Mora Garberg. And I'll just tell you right off the bat, if you said, Chuck, you can only have one of these knives and head out into the woods, it would be the Mora Bushcraft Black for multiple reasons. Now, I'm not going to talk about the sheaths because I always usually put them in a different sheath. I don't really like Mora sheaths. I will say that the plastic sheath that came with the Garberg did break eventually. I think there was a leather strap holding that on there, but that broke. The sheath for the Mora Bushcraft Black is still around and usable as far as the sheaths go. But I'm going to talk about the knives. One of the things that you'll notice about the photograph of the Garberg is I actually kind of whittled down part of the handle there by the blade, because with long-term use, it had some hot spots. It did not, I like the broom handle, that's cool, but the raise that they have there, I think I was making either a bench or a table or something like that, and having to whittle down the legs. So after extensive use, the Garberg actually hurt my hand, and so that's why I kind of customized it there, and you can see in the photograph where I whittled it down to take that hump or that rise out of the handle. Now, if you're into batoning wood, I guess the Garberg is the better knife. But I would imagine you could do batoning with the Mora Bushcraft Black as well. The Garberg is a more robust, I guess you could say. It's heavier. It feels heavier. The blade is a little bit different. It's got more of a belly sweep on it, and both of them have are able to throw sparks off the ferro rod. I do think, I don't know exactly what the specs are, but I do think the Mora Garberg blade might be just a little bit thicker than the Mora Bushcraft Black. So there's no doubt, if it comes to like sturdiness, I would imagine that the Garberg is the superior knife. I like the exposed pommel on the Garberg. As a matter of fact, I went ahead and modified my old hickory knife and cut back the scales a little bit so that, because it's a full tang knife as well. I guess that was a selling feature with this. It was full tang. I don't know why people put such a stress on that. I guess because they're batoning. They think batoning is something that is very important. Something you'll never have to do if you're out in the forest, but I guess it's really important for a lot of backyard bushcrafters. Now, the Mora Bushcraft Black, on the other hand, is extremely comfortable. The handle is just fabulous on it. As far as edge retention and sharpening, I mean, they're about the same when it comes to that. But as far as, like, if you want to do some woodworking, the Mora Bushcraft Black is a more superior knife. And like I said, I don't know why you couldn't actually, if you wanted to baton 2 or 3 inch little pieces of log, if you find yourself having to do that, I don't know why the Bushcraft Black wouldn't suffice. Yeah, I know it's not a full tang, but it's still it's a good knife. That would be the knife that I choose because it's a more comfortable knife. The handle is a lot softer, it fits my hand very well, and I'm able to carve with it and do woodworking with it for an extended period of time without it hurting my hand. Can't say that with the Garberg. So, you know, a lot of things, they're equal, the same as far as sharpness, holding an edge, easiness to hone up in the field. They're pretty much the same when it comes to that. And but you know, for long use, it's the Mora Bushcraft Black. I do believe the Mora Bushcraft Black is a little bit cheaper than the Garberg. Now, some things neither one of these knives would be my choice for, and that would be skinning and processing animals. Neither one of these, I mean, can you do it with them? Yeah, you could do it with them, but and I have, but they're not my first choice at all. These are woodworking knives is what I would consider them, and I guess the Garberg would be considered a survival knife, I guess, whatever that's supposed to mean. The Garberg does have a lanyard hole in it, but I don't really put lanyards on my knives, and like I said, I don't baton. There's no need for it. So, you know, so you could save yourself a little bit of money by passing on the full Tang Garberg and get you to more Bushcraft Black. It's a winner. It's a fabulous knife. It would, like I said, if you said, Chuck, you got to go out into the forest up in the mountains for a week, which one of them, these were the only two knives you had to choose from, which would I choose? It would be the Mora Bushcraft Black, and that is because it is so comfortable and feels very, very good in my hand. I have more control over it then. When something's so big and heavy and bulky like this Garberg, and you know, it just doesn't feel comfortable in my hand, I'm not as accurate with it, and I can't be as precise with it. And so, for me, it's the Mora Bushcraft Black. It's a fine knife. I would recommend it. And, you know, I would never buy a Garberg again, even if it was $20. I never use it. You know, I carried it as an EDC for a while. You know, put it through the paces. You can see it's pretty wore out. I used it a lot. And it just sits in the sheath, you know, in my pile of knives that I do not use because there's better knives. It is, wow, just holding it here, it is a lot heavier than the Mora Bushcraft Black, you know, but everybody's all hung up on this batoning wood and smashing their knife through a log, and, I guess the Garberg would be the superior one for that, but like I said, in my 60 years on this planet, having started thousands, literally thousands and thousands of fires, I've never had to baton a piece of wood in my life. And I've started fires in the snow and the rain, and you know, there's just no need for it. It's really just kind of a YouTube phenomenon, and you know, it's weird how crowds of people are. It's almost like people just parrot one another, and that seems to be the case there. I guess someone started singing it, and everybody else started singing it. But, you know, if you're really wanting to be a woodsman and or a homesteader or something like that, you're not going to be needing your knife to baton wood. And so, but you will be carving stuff and doing kitchen tasks and preparing food and stuff like that. And there's no doubt in my mind that the Mora Bushcraft Black is the superior knife due to the comfortness. I mean, this handle is just so... so nice. You know, it's not hard. The Garberg handle feels like a piece of concrete. It's so hard, so stiff, and the Bushcraft Black feels like a piece of silk in my hand as compared to the Garberg. And so that's what matters to me. So blade retention, as far as holding an edge and all that kind of stuff, that's all the same between these two knives. And, you know, I don't know, man. I have a couple of more Bushcraft Blacks. As a matter of fact, a gentleman sent me one as a gift as well. So I have two of them, and I do use it. If I was going to be carving some wood, making some projects, making some primitive traps or anything like that, it would definitely be the Mora Bushcraft Black. And if I was skinning animals, I would go with my classic 1.0. But like I said, neither one of them would be my choice for that. So to me, the Mora Bushcraft Black is a woodworking knife. And it's designed for that. And that is what I would recommend if you're looking to get into bushcraft, woodsmanship, off-grid living, homesteading, anything like that. This would be a great knife for an EDC, for opening animal sacks, cutting rope, you know, all the different things that you would do on a homestead. Which a homestead to me is... permanent bushcrafting in a lot of ways. So yeah, man, it's the Mora Bushcraft Black for me, always has been. ChuckGiants.com. If you like this content, please share it on your social media pages. It's a great way to support the website with no cost to you. I'm not pimping anything. I don't have any products for sale. And that's just my honest opinion. With, like I said, I've had these knives for years. Both of them have been EDC for extended periods of time. And that is my decision. Let me know what you think down in the comment section. You know, if you agree or disagree. And if you disagree, why? Why do you disagree that the Garberg would be the better knife? Because I don't see it, other than maybe for pounding through logs. But outside of that, but hands down, it's the Mora Bushcraft Black. All right, everybody. Have a great day.